from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Hanukkah, a physical holiday. People are accustomed to saying the thought comes from the Bach, the Bais Chadash of Yol Circus from Krakow, or from the Lavush, also a great commentator who wrote a proto-Shulchan Aruch as well, that the difference between Hanukkah and Purim is the physical versus the spiritual. Since on Purim our lives were threatened physically, therefore we have a physical celebration of Mishta V'Simcha, we eat, we drink. Hanukkah, we were threatened spiritually. The Greeks were not trying to destroy us, but to Hellenize us. Therefore, our celebration is not physical, but spiritual. All we need to do is light candles and say Hallel, Al HaNisim. These are the practices, the fundamental practices of Hanukkah. Nothing physical about them. However, this is not the only view. And we shouldn't view that as the only view. This view is based on the Maram of Rothenburg, much earlier authority, one of the major Ashkenazic authorities of all times, Rebbe of the Rush, who said that the ribui sudos is reshus, that the fact that we often do make extra meals for Hanukkah, everyone was aware of that, but those meals are optional. You want to have them, fine. You don't have to. And that's codified in the Code of Jewish Law, in the Shulchan Aruch itself. However, the Ramah, the Ashkenazic authority, so cites some other sort of minority opinions, and he's, well, you know, it is a dedication of the Mizbeach, it's a dedication holiday. Chanukah means the rededication of the temple. When you rededicate the temple, it's a physical celebration. Look at Shlomo HaMelech. Look at the Vayhi Bayom HaShmini in when they dedicated the Mishkan, the tabernacle. These are great celebrations. So it's a physical celebration. If you want to have an extra meal, it's great. And it has ksas mitzvah. It's a little bit of a mitzvah, he says. And, you know, certainly if you sing songs, you sing praises to God at those meals, the Ma'oz Tur, then certainly it is a sudas mitzvah. It is a mitzvah meal. But there's a marshal who also lived around the time of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The marshal, Rabbi Luria, Shlomo Luria, he said, he goes a step further, much further. He sort of counters the Maram. He says, look, you gotta go back to the roots. Marshal believe you gotta go back to the Talmud. Talmud says that they established these days as Yomim Tovim, as Yomtivs. Now, it's true, Rashi says, it's not a real Yomtiv. You're allowed to work for the 8 days. But, so it's not a Yomtiv in as much as you can't work. But he says, Rashi is not saying that it's not a Yomtiv regarding joy. It is a time for joy. And in fact, the Rambam codifies that. He says that you may simcha v'halel, that these are days of simcha. Now, what do you think simcha means? Simcha is what simcha always means, meat, wine, and good things. Now, how often you have to do it, I don't think anyone is saying you have to have meat and wine every day of Hanukkah. But that during Hanukkah you should have meat and wine in honor of Hanukkah. This is a mitzvah. It's a physical kind of a mitzvah. The Kolbo, a Provençal, collection of different Provençal halachic ideas, he says, Mishta v'simcha, these days are established for Mishta v'simcha, just like Purim. We should drink, we should rejoice physically. And why? What was the danger? Wasn't the danger only a spiritual one? No. The Ran says, for instance, Hayu basakana kishet saru aleihem malchayav, we were in great danger. You see, in those days. The Rambam says that after all, that what was the problem to begin with? Pashtu yadam monim roseim lachzum lachas gadol. They stretched their hands, they cast their hands out against our daughters. The Talmud tells us very often that the hegemons, the leaders of the Greek Syrians there in Israel, they had this horrible habit that they would take a new bride and they would take them off and abuse them before the wedding. And this was, they did this to our daughters. This was a terrible physical affront to us. They oppressed us, a great oppression. So you have to say as follows, and I get some of this thought from Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, great rabbi at Yeshiva University. The oppression was initially partially spiritual. I would add that there was a physical element as well. They abused our daughters. They took our money, perhaps the high taxation. But then, once, what do you have to do when you're under spiritual oppression? What do? You have to resist. You cannot worship idols because someone said you should worship idols. We have to give our lives for it. And that's what the Maccabees did. They put their lives on the line and they went out to fight. Elazar, for instance, one of the great Maccabee brothers, he was killed, trampled by the elephant. Many, I'm sure, died in the struggle. So that becomes a physical problem. And that's what the Ran says. We were a great sakana, a great danger, kishetsaru. Malchayevan, when the Greeks put a siege on us, when they tried to counterattack. Of course, we rebelled, but then they counterattacked. So in the end, it was a physical kind of a holiday. It was a physical victory over the Greeks. This idea that it's a physical holiday relates to the idea that a lot of Svasemes and others have written that, you know, Hanukkah is kind of related to Rosh Chodesh. You know, and both of them say Hallel, and Hanukkah is during Rosh Chodesh. Hanukkah is all about heat, chadshut, of renewal, and Rosh Chodesh falls during this time, rededication. And regarding Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Soloveitchik laid out already years ago the idea of Rosh Chodesh man, that Rosh Chodesh man is different from, let's say, Yontov man. Yontov man is a Jew who's dressed in his greatest finery, and he says, today is Yom Tov, and I'm rejoicing, and I'm eating, and I'm having a wonderful time. Rosh Chodesh is more mundane. In that sense, I want to say it's more physical, it's more down to earth. It's not lofty and spiritual. It's mundane because you go to work. It's a regular day. It's a special kind of Yom Tov, like Rosh Chodesh. You go to work, everything seems normal. It's like a regular day. But inside, it's Hanukkah. And you feel the lights of Hanukkah. And you sing Hallel to God for Hanukkah. And you say Al Hanisim in the prayers. Even in your prayers, you're inspired. You can't say Shemoneh Esrei without being thankful for Hanukkah. So it's different. It's not a lofty kind of a holiday. It's a sort of a mundane kind of holiday. It's a pedestrian holiday. Also, there are really two Hallels. The Hallel of the prayers is a spiritual Hallel. It's just words. But the Hallel of lighting the candles, Kedei Lahodos Hallel, the purpose of lighting the candles is to give praise and songs of thanksgiving to God. The candles themselves speak of the song of God, because that's the physical, it's a physical manifestation of our thanksgiving. Finally, I would add as follows. The struggle between the Greeks and the Jews was really about spiritual versus physical, wasn't it? Because what do they say? They say that it's all in the mind. Philosophy, the ideas, that's the most important, the Platonic ideal, that's what's important. And the Jews said, philosophy, it's not about philosophy. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about contemplation of your whole life. You have to do the good. You have to figure out, yes, what's the philosophy, what is the good? And when you figure it out, and when you read the Torah and you know what it is, then you have to do it. You have to do a mitzvah. So in the end, the Jew versus the Greek is really, like to say, they're the physical ones. They believed in the greatness of the body and the beauty of the body. And we're the spiritual ones. We believe in the Torah. You could flip it around. You could say they're the ones who believe in that the mind is the root to all great things. And we say that the mind is important. Learning Torah is important. But in the end, it has to be in the mitzvah. You have to do it. And that's why we have the Hanukkah candles, to say, let's do it. Let's give that thanksgiving in a physical kind of way. I'd like to suggest that's true. The Bach says it's a spiritual holiday. The Levush says it's a spiritual holiday. The Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to have so many meals on Hanukkah. If you want to, you don't have to. But there is a second view. It's started by the Ramah, but more fully by the Marshal. Perhaps the Rambam adheres to it, that maybe, indeed, Hanukkah is a physical holiday, celebrating the fact that after they spiritually oppressed us, we physically fought them. We physically survived the rebellion that we instigated. And therefore, we celebrate it with a mitzvah, something concrete, to show that this is the way we act as Jews. We do things in the reality, in the real world. We do mitzvahs, hopefully making this world better, not just ideationally, but physically as well. Thanks for joining us here. Anshei Sfarad Beth Olmeth Congregation for our discussion of Hanukkah. Join us each week for the discussion of the holidays and the various how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you. Happy Hanukkah.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.